Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
This week's Aging Today question is, how have nursing home regulations changed over time? Thanks to Lori Gonzalez, research faculty at the Claude Pepper Center, for this week's script. The federal government first became involved in nursing homes with the Social Security Act of 1936. It set up the Old Age Assistance Program to help older adults in poverty. But the legislation stipulated that funds could not go to the public poorhouses of the time, which led to the creation of American nursing homes. However, they would not be subject to regulation until the 1950s. These early regulations were much like those for hospitals, in the hope that a highly clinical setting would improve care. This idea changed with legislation in the 1980s that addressed residents' rights and created an enforcement system to encourage nursing homes to comply with regulations. Resident protections were further strengthened with the addition in 2016 of quality metrics to be used in evaluating facilities, along with the banning of mandatory arbitration agreements in nursing home contracts. However, in 2019, the ban on these agreements was repealed and the inspection requirements were weakened, making a dramatic shift from past regulation.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at WFSU.org/Aging Today. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.